Yes.
And so there's a birthday party. What
yes.
What number is this birthday on
number
Saturday?
Number two.
Very important birthday.
Oh,
important.
My gosh. All right, so you have a gathering, and you're wondering about the weather on Saturday.
I'm wondering about the weather on Saturday. Now, it's late Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
So
I mean, I'm not, I don't want to squash your plans, but I do want to be...
But you're going to rain on my parade, aren't you?
I think the chances of rain on Saturday are good.
It's like 90%.
But I don't think that it's going to be a washout, and okay. I don't think it's going to rain all the time. But can I lie to you about the rain chances on Saturday? No, I can't. I've got the rain chances pumped up to about 70%, which is pretty high, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a washout.
So I'm just going to keep watching the Rich Thomas weather app.
Oh, well, I'm glad. You got that on your phone, right?
I have it in front of me right now.
And what is this birthday person's name?
Steven. It's Steven's second birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
and next to you, he's the most.
I hope it goes well. Is there a big... big crowd coming?
Yeah, it's like a small wedding. We've
oh
got somewhere. We've got somewhere yes. between like probably 30 to 60 people.
How
take.
About that?
Yeah.
Well, just be flexible.
Okay.
Be ready to move the festivities indoors quickly. But can you get by and make this happen? I think it's certainly possible. There's going to be some storms roaming around though.
Well, give us the latest, Reg, if you can, on this situation. You've been telling us about it for a week. Southwest
this morning,
Georgia.
They went ahead and declared this system potential tropical cyclone 2. I mean, that sounds very clinical, but they had to do that because they had to start issue watches, and they've done that. In fact, a hurricane watch is now in effect for portions of the Louisiana coast from about the mouth of the Mississippi River to Cameron, Louisiana. So here's the deal. Will this affect Alabama? Well, it's going to pass south of Alabama as far as the core of this tropical system, which, by the way, will become a hurricane, will have a name. The name will be Barry. So here's what happens. Tomorrow morning, it becomes called a depression. And then tomorrow night, it becomes a tropical storm. And then on Friday, it becomes a hurricane. And I think it comes ashore in Louisiana, probably central or western Louisiana on Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane. It's going to have prolific amounts of rainfall. And by the way, New Orleans had a prolific amount of rainfall this morning, 9 inches this morning in about 3 hours. And the Mississippi River has crested about at 20 feet, which is almost a record level. In fact, that's the highest level as far as the levees go for the Mississippi River. So any additional rainfall from this this new tropical system will be very significant for the city of New Orleans. So we'll be watching that carefully.
One last question. I did see the cone of doom on this thing, and it takes a northern turn after it makes landfall.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that thing will then head to the east? We'll be on the right side of it.
On the right side of it, but we'll be a little bit out of the cone of the heaviest rainfall, but we will be in a situation where we'll have increased rainfall for the next 3 days. I've got the rain chances pretty high on Friday and Saturday especially, and even tomorrow I've got the rain chances there's a decent chance that we're going to see some showers. So for Alabama, it's going to be a minimal effect. Could it make a radical change and become a hurricane for Alabama? No, that's not going to happen.
All right, I want to thank you for answering the summons of Jacqueline Tomlinson for the special forecast.
Hey, Jacqueline, can I say happy birthday, Steven?
Oh, thanks. I'll pass that along.
And all right, well, listen, thanks for the phone call. I'm glad I had a chance to participate here.
And you get extra ham tomorrow morning in your
sandwich. All right, great. See y'all later.
Thanks again.
Isn't he a great guy?
He's adorable.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All right, as long as we've been talking about young Steven, Today is a special day for little ones because I remember this when I was a kid.
Today is July 10th, Teddy Bear Picnic Day. Spread out a blanket, fill a basket with goodies, and enjoy a picnic with your teddy bear. What's that, Teddy? You can't finish your potato salad? Is it because you're stuffed? Oh, I do so enjoy Teddy Bear Picnic Day.
Now, do you remember the song?
If it's by Barney and you push that button, we're going to have an issue.
No, I remember the song.
I don't remember the song.
He plays it every year.
On this day.
It's quite an earworm.
It's short. Here it is. Sounds kind of ominous, doesn't it?
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Is it weird that I'm so creeped out?
No, I was watching your face and
like,
I was
like, I'm so creeped out by that. Like,
especially the news.
Go, let's
today.
Go down to the woods
and have a picnic with our teddy bears.
Given the kind of news we see these days, yeah, the whole idea of just going down to the woods and big surprise and all that kind of stuff, it is. What's the word I'm looking for here?
Creepy.
Yeah.
So, did you hear me say, dang, it sounds like it's like from 1915. Actually, that song is from 1907.
Oh, wow.
That recording, I think, was made in the 20s or 30s.
Well, the song composed, written in 1907.
Wow.
And now the author of the song is decomposing. Duh. How's your husband doing with the dad jokes, by the way? Is he...
You know, he gets them.
It's a phenomenon. It's a very natural occurrence.
He gets them.
Going back to when Goose was little, we'd be out in the car, and this is how I taught her to identify different animals. Because at that time, you may remember, since you're from Fort Lauderdale, the western areas were not completely developed.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of dairy farms and stuff. So I'd point to some cows that were grazing near a fence by the road and say,
right,
wow, look at the elephants.
Oh,
and she would correct me.
She'd be like, no, that's a cow.
And now she's working at a zoo.
Yeah.
Pretty. Oh, I have something else I want to show you, too. But David's on the phone. David, thank you for calling us back.
Hey, no problem, Greg. Thank you. Hey, I wanted to ask Jacqueline and Dana something. If you're legally separated, are you technically still married?
Yes.
Well, hold on. Are you legally separated?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, as in you filed something with the court that says that you're legally separated? Yeah, you're still married.
You're still married. Right. And you have to file for a divorce. And that's why, and we don't know your specific situation, but that's why when people come into our office and they're like, we want to get a legal separation, absent their circumstances, we just tell people, go ahead and get a divorce, because you're going to have to pay a lawyer twice. You're going to have to pay a lawyer to do your legal separation and then pay him to do your divorce.
But a legal separation can only last for 2 years, so...
Gotcha. The other question was, if one of the parties has been living with another individual for the last 4.5 months, does that give the other party any leverage when it comes to the divorce, separating the assets and stuff such as that?
Yes and no.
Yeah,
it's one of those things, I think, you know, I think the point of a legal separation is that you could date other people.
Right.
But the judge could take that into account, but I don't know that they would. Some of it may depend on how much that other party, like the boyfriend or the girlfriend, is contributing, like supporting the spouse.
Gotcha. Okay, well, it looks like I'm going to have a consultation with you all.
Come on down.
What's that phone number?
334-819-4810, or you can find us at divorcefromenalabama.com. And or our Facebook page.
David, I recommend that you read the testimonials on the website just to boost your confidence that much further. You need good support in a situation like this.
But yeah, come on down and bring your paperwork.
I will. I've been listening to y'all, and, you know, I mean, I love all of y'all, but I was hoping I'd never have to meet you in a circumstance like this, but it looks like I'm going to have to. So.
Well, let me just say this. As one who did everything wrong, don't let the situation... take you over and be ambushed. Be prepared. Be proactive on your own part, and don't let your feelings cloud your judgment.
I agree. I've heard you say that, Greg, and you're absolutely right.
Well, one of the reasons I share my litany of mistakes with listeners is so that maybe somebody won't have to repeat the same dumb thing I did.
I agree. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. Y'all too. Bye-bye.
And the number again, 819-4810 for Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We're at 11 minutes past 4 o'clock when it comes to flooring. I happen to know a house that's listed with Eddie Bader.
Yeah.
And the thing that separates this house from all the other houses that Eddie has listed is the flooring.
It is spectacular. If you're talking about your place.
Yes.
With that nice, dark, finished hardwood.
Floor. We may rent, we may sell, we're not sure yet. But one thing that is rock solid from one end of that house to the other, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. Beautiful carpeting in the two back bedrooms. A nice hardwood laminate flooring through the hallway, living room, and master bedroom. And then the master bathroom, which was retiled into a spa configuration. Whoa. An original design by Georgia Floors Direct, and it looks incredible. You're not going to find too many houses with these kind of amenities, not to mention marble countertops and backsplash. Georgia Floors Direct, this is what they do. You get popular style. This is not where unwanted flooring goes to die, hoping somebody will find it and adopt it. This is where they bring in high fashion, popular styles of flooring. Check their Facebook page out, Georgia Floors Direct, and you'll see. And they get it at a straight from the manufacturer, sell it to you at a wholesale price. They can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. And then they arrange installation with a team of people that have been working with them for years. So you're going to get a great result when all is said and done. Georgia Floors Direct, 50 years of service to the River Region. Open Monday through Saturday at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. It's 413. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house.
As we roll into the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch has an eye on your traffic this afternoon, and we don't see any major hassles. It looks good out on the interstates. Everybody's up at a speed limit, right? If you're on the boulevard, it's pretty crowded, especially around the Troy Highway and between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. And the 31s are moving along just fine this afternoon. Let's be careful as we head out into the afternoon traffic. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems, not only to keep your pet in the yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And by the way, feel free to call us at 272-9228 with any questions related to the expertise of Dan Adelk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Dennis, good afternoon.
Got a quick one. Can I use my durable power of attorney to divorce my wife?
No.
Why not?
Wait, what do you want to do?
I want to divorce my wife using a durable power of attorney.
No, you can't do that. Like, you want to divorce her, like, with her own power of attorney?
Correct.
No. Pretty sure you might even could go to jail for that.
Yeah, it's,
that's yeah, a you don't want to commit a crime.
I don't know why. Give me all those powers.
Not to enter into an agreement, though, that would benefit you.
Yeah, no.
If anyone
could enter into their own divorce, like, if anyone who signed a durable power of attorney signed away their right to decide their own divorce, I think that would... So the answer is no.
Yeah.
Whether you like the answer or not, that's the answer.
And I have so many questions now, though, but I'll refrain.
So that's it. That's it. I just wanted to do it so I could cheat the welfare department out of her money.
You could keep the what?
The welfare.
Nursing home money.
Well, and I think that's what the public policy argument on that would be that if we could just have married individuals that had a durable power of attorney over the spouse, and you have that durable power of attorney because I'm assuming they may not be able to enter into an agreement or may not be able to cognitively enter into certain types of situations. I think the public policy reasoning there is that we can't allow people that have those types of powers over other individuals to be able to then use that power against that individual. You have to do everything in that person's best interest.
But if you want to file for divorce,
we're here to help.
Yeah.
Because you don't need a durable power of attorney to get divorced.
It's okay. Thanks a lot.
You all have
a pleasant day.
Good luck.
What? And I've given the power of attorney in situations where, like, when you're completing a transaction, maybe it's when you buy a car.
Or if you're going overseas and you want your spouse to be able to access like things on your behalf, or if you need somebody to be able to buy and purchase something for you, like you can do durable powers of attorney for stuff like that. But you have to remember what the purpose of a durable power of attorney is. It's that person making decisions, but you still have a responsibility and a fiduciary duty, and you have to make good decisions given the information that's provided to you. It's just not for you to be like willy-nilly, like, well, the hell with it, let's get a divorce. or enter into bad agreements, or to like take people's money. I mean, you have to like...
That's something that...
But good question.
I hear disturbing stories about all the time. I've always told people who have been going through like a tumultuous divorce, you really don't know who you're married to until you're divorcing them. And sometimes that can be good, and sometimes it can be a real nightmare.
More times than not, it's a real nightmare.
Yeah,
most times.
Yeah, no. Oh my God, yes, I've learned that. The only time I didn't have that nightmare was with Janelle's mom. That was sad. That was just a very emotional, sad time because everything was crashing in my life. But my crazy second wife, who, by the way, I finally realized a couple of days ago, the reason this woman gives me she looked...
Was this Terry? What is her name?
Linda. The island princess.
Linda.
Looks marginally like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Did you see her interview about when she went down to the facilities and she was like, they're making women drink out of the toilet. Oh, and they're like, not.
Yeah, we know that.
She's
a
liar. That's what she did.
That video was insane to me. I've heard the car...
Greg, I think you should stop talking about Linda. I mean, you're lucky you survived that marriage.
Linda's going to find you.
Well, it's not just Linda herself. It's like, I think her extended family had some, you know, mob connections or whatever.
Well, yeah, that was something...
Is she the one with the nose that got the nose job? And
What was your verdict on that, by the way? Because I proposed to her, and when we went to New York for the engagement party, that's when I saw that photo... And said, who's that?
Well, you still entered into that marriage with full knowledge of the schnoz, so you should have gotten out of it before you got in it.
Well, yeah, I know that now.
Well, nah, I mean...
Don't you think there should be some kind of, like, law of schnoz protection act?
Well,
no, because you should love her for something other than her schnoz. Yes.
But really? Dana? Thereof.
Now, you know, usually a nose job is something where it's just kind of, like, subtly... made smaller or flattened or the lines change or whatever.
But you could have procreated.
This woman had a pierogi cut off her face.
Well, you know, if she can get a nose job, so can your kid. Okay, if that's the problem, if she can get a nose job, so can your kid.
I don't know why you're knocking the pierogis, though. Those are legit.
They are.
I love
pierogis.
I'm a fan of the pierogis.
The pierogis are good.
Are you Polish?
No, but my neighbors across the street from us were.
Yeah.
And so, like, their grandmother used to come over and, like, make homemade.
Oh, they're so good.
So when I was in law school, I would buy them and keep them in my freezer from Publix, and I would eat them up with, like, a little butter. Eat the whole pan.
When Ross Perot died yesterday, I was talking about when I was in Chicago, when he was running in 1992, there was a huge faction of Chicagoans who loved him called the pierogies.
Yeah.
It had a lot to do with the sausage connection. We have a call from Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, I'm not an attorney, but I stayed at the Holiday Inn Express last night.
Yes. Thank
you qualified.
No, thank you. I learned something when I was in the military. And during deployments, a lot of the guys came back and gave their spouses full power of attorney and came back and didn't have a house.
That happens.
Yeah. Knocked on the door. He's like, this is the key to my house. He goes, no, I bought this house 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that word,
what kind of a lowlife would do that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't give a durable power of attorney to somebody who, like, you don't know has your best interest in mind, because they have a lot of power.
Well, and the thing is, too, is you can do a limited power
specific,
of attorney.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what our commander
was telling us, and our attorneys were telling us on base. Give them limited, just enough what they can do. When you're not here.
Like, yes. You cannot buy and sell property. You cannot, you know, diminish these types of assets. Like, you have a limited... But see, and that's the thing, though. Like, people make, you know, uneducated decisions when they're getting ready to be deployed, or they're going through an emotional time of their life, or they've just found something out. That's why it's so important to have good representation, because when you're not thinking clearly, you're going to enter into a bad agreement that 6 months from now, 9 months from now, you
Is that valid, though? Couldn't I challenge that? I did that. I signed it under distress.
Well, but it's not.
You can. It's not successful.
Yeah, I
mean, you can pay the money. You can pay us the money to do it. It won't
work. Thank you.
Yeah, like you can make that allegation, but the case law is very clear on what actually will constitute that, because people have tried and failed miserably to make those types of allegations. Like Dana recently, we also do prenuptial agreements at the office, just so people know that we
Another
do
thing
those.
Is interesting too. I found out the word conjunctions and or. Are very strong.
They are very important.
Yeah, it's like a may or a shall. There's a distinction.
Wow. One letter difference.
Yes.
Makes a vast difference.
Mm-hmm. It does. But like.
Let me ask you a question. Say, somebody, like when my mother passed away, everything was my mother's and my father's name. It wasn't hard. All we had to do is go down with the title to the house, the property, show a death certificate, and then they redid one. Solely on my mother's name, correct?
Right. That
in theory,
they would have held that. Yeah, they would have held that in joint title with right of.
And I tell you, that birth certificate is important.
Yes.
Oh, very.
You can't get jack done on anything military wise for your spouse, be it your mother or your father, if one of them should pass away, or anything tax wise, the Social Security office. Man, that death certificate in Florida, it took almost 2 weeks to get it.
Oh, yeah, it takes some time. But
you know, you would rather them require that than have, you know, your parents be subject to, like, you know, easy fraud on first, you know.
Yeah, some people collect Social Security on dead people, right?
Right.
And vote.
Oh, no, of course. We know about that, right, Greg?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, in Chicago.
But they do the same thing with children as well. That's why parents out there listening need to be really careful with your children's information and your children's Social Security
number. Security number.
Because. Mm-hmm. You know, I had friends of mine who, you know, in college would get ready to apply for, you know, that first credit card or something to build credit. And you do a credit check and you find out that, you know, John Doe down the street has entered 5 credit cards in your name and you had no idea because they've stolen your identity as a minor.
I learned another thing about a credit card, for example. When I got married, my ex did not have great credit. I didn't know that, of course, because I guess I didn't come up during the courtship of 3 years. So I put her on my credit card, my Parisian credit card. I learned something. You can add anybody onto your credit card, and you're still solely financially responsible for it.
Yes,
but you can't take them off.
Yeah, no.
She told me, I said, wait a minute, I can add anybody? She says, yes, sir, you can add everybody in this office, but you can't take them off. You have to get this form and present it, and she has to sign herself off of it. And I said, wait a minute, I'm financially responsible? She goes, yes. She said, the best thing to do, because my ex was using the credit card and having
close
a shopping
it.
Spree.
Just yeah. close
So
it.
I had to turn it off. You've heard of these before, huh?
Every day.
And I had to turn it off and put another card in my name and cut that one off, cut the damage off. And we went to court. My lawyer was really good. He highlighted everything that, you know, during our separation would not have been to my benefit, but solely that she purchased.
Yeah,
AKA
you have to be careful.
Victoria's Secret runs, yeah.
Hey, those could have been for your benefit.
No, they weren't, because we were living across town. It was for somebody else.
But no,
and makeup wasn't helping me.
And that's exactly how you do it. If somebody is I don't want to say fraudulently, because they have authorization to use the card. But if they're using the card in a way that is contrary to the legal position of the parties at the time, then a good lawyer is going to show the court, yes, this is a joint credit card and joint marital debt, but here's all of these expenses that are not appropriate given the circumstances of the parties, and ask for them to be financially responsible for that portion.
And I found something out, too. When I went to court on my divorce, best thing is, and this is not to be sexist, Greg, but they told me, a friend of mine told me, he said, get yourself a young, hungry female attorney.
Delkin Tomlinson, 334-819-4810.
The representation is
high.
The quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Soldier Boy, good call. Thank you, bro. A lot of interesting stuff. Let's talk about cars here for a second.
Hey, Keith.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had left that in.
If it happens again.
Consequences.
If it happens again, Greg,
you tell him.
Honest Joey.
What?
Honest Joey, I didn't mean for that to happen. Well, I meant for it to happen earlier.
You're poking the bear over here.
I'm on to you, Greg.
We're all on to you, okay?
Hey, let's go.
It's not amusing.
Let's go shopping at jackingram.com for a car. Lots of families are preparing to send a student off to college. This is the time of the year when that vehicle is really going to be needed. And if you're looking for something, absolutely shopping on a budget, you want to find the best vehicle available at the best price, but a vehicle that's been vetted by a team of people that has been putting their name on cars that they have. I mean, and we're talking about a dealership that sends the vast majority of their trade-ins to auction. They don't even bother. So for a car to earn its way into these categories at Jack Ingram, it's got to be special. And at the lower end of the price range right now, there's a 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe Sports Edition, only $5,800. Gorgeous. 2007 Toyota Avalon, that's not only a safe vehicle, it gets good mileage. It was a luxury car in its time, even though Toyota does not make it anymore. Safety, 2013 Volvo S60. Got that, and Altimas by Nissan, Volkswagen Jettas, and other choices, all of which, they only look incredible. They got multiple pictures of every vehicle, but they're all available well under $10,000. See Tip Tames and his team at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and you can do what I just did. Shop online at jackingram.com. Jake.
Hey, sorry, I just tipped in. I'm sure it's been a great show, as always. I've been running errands. I was just wanting to see if I could make a special request.
All right.
If there's time, I was just wondering if y'all might play Barney.
Oh, you want to hear Barney?
Not gonna happen.
If there's time, I know y'all are busy out there.
It's not gonna happen today.
It's already.
I don't know. It could happen after 5 o'clock, to where only Joey is the one that has.
Don't
to
do that to Joey. Do not feed him to those wolves.
You know, I expect this from Jake because I know who you are, Jake. But Dana, you broke my heart.
No, I mean, look at who we got you out of 2 hours of it.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. But you're encouraging him. You're giving him
the responsibilities end at 5 for you.
A lot of knowledge in Barney.
My thank responsibilities you. Never end to Joey.
Thank you.
How motherly of you.
I will call in if I will listen until 6 o'clock in the car. I will sit in the car and listen if I have to make sure that Barney's not playing.
When you say that to me, you know what song plays in my heart? I won't do it. I promise. Jake, thanks for the call. This is Brian.
Hey guys, how you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Hello.
I was calling because I know y'all have the lovely young ladies on the radio this afternoon. And I've been trying to find a good time to give them a call to actually ask them a question.
Sure.
I am, because I know y'all deal with a lot of custody. Is that correct?
We do.
Well, I have joint custody with my ex-wife.
Okay.
I am remarried. She is also remarried. I am actually the parental custodian in our divorce papers.
Okay, so when you say you have joint custody, do you have joint legal custody?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you have joint physical custody, or are you the primary physical custodian?
I am the primary physical custodian.
So in our world, you have custody.
That's the way I like to look at it.
In our world.
Now, if only I could find a way for my ex-wife to see that.
Well, it's in the paper.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean,
it's in your paperwork, so.
The main question
I have is that every time that she calls, I told her all she has to do is call, and I'd be happy to let her see them. Years ago, my ex-wife, she decided to leave, and she said that, I said, I just want the kids. That's all I want. I don't want nothing else from you.
Yeah.
I just want the kids.
Which is, not to interrupt you, but which is what most guys say. That's what we hear the most from most men is, I don't care. I just want my kids.
Yeah, I don't want anything. I just want the kids. That's all I want. So I had it put in the papers because I had the papers drawn up and she signed them that I was parental custodian and that they had to attend a specific school system,
okay.
which is the school system that we live in. She actually lives in Upper Alabama right now, which is about 2 or 3 hours away.
Okay.
So, but I let them go see her over the summer because I said I would never keep them from her.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you guys have a specific custodial arrangement for your holidays and summer visitation?
No, we do not.
Or is it just liberal custodial or liberal visitation as agreed upon by the parties?
Yes, just liberal.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. So I let them go. She was supposed to bring them back on a specific date, and she's refusing to bring them back now.
Okay, so what time are you going to come have a consultation with us tomorrow?
Yeah.
For reals, though. Like, so here's the thing. You, this, and we'll answer, but you really do need to come in and sit down with us and have a full hour consultation and talk about what your options are. And you need to kind of do it sooner than later, because what we don't want is for school to start and then to be dealing with this and having more roadblocks.
We need to go. Yeah, we need to go.
That was the main question. That was the main question that I had, is that with it being in my papers that they have to attend a specific school
system. To be honest with you, the schools up there should ask for those papers.
But she's a woman. I don't mean that ugly, but they may not. They may just assume.
Right.
Oh, no, I know. That's one of the reasons why I wanted a woman's opinion that knows what they're talking about.
What I would go ahead and do, okay, if I were you, is obviously call the office.
Yeah, right, call Amy.
But I would also call whatever school your kids were in and tell them they do not have permission to transfer the records.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on that.
Yeah, because they can't enroll them in school, in the school, wherever she is, without those records.
But here's one of the things, there's a procedural issue that you're going to have to deal with. Because it is summer and schools are not, even the administrative staff is not in yet, some schools aren't staffed all week 24/7, but you know, the Monday through Friday from 7 to 3. So you might have to call the school a couple of times to make sure you get somebody, because there may not be somebody there all the time. But you need to call Amy, and I'll give you our number again. It's 334-819-4810, and let her know that you talked to us on the show, and seriously get you in like tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah,
for a consultation.
So and you'll get a discount on that, by the way.
So that we can make sure that we can, this is in theory should be a pretty simple process of halting this, but there's other issues going on here.
What county are you in?
I live in Elmore County.
Okay, is that where your divorce was?
Yes.
Who was your judge?
I don't have the papers directly in front of me that I could not tell you.
Was it like 3-4 years ago? I'm just curious.
Oh, yes. It was about 2014.
Did you ever actually see the judge?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, did he have a Burt Reynolds-esque mustache?
Yeah.
We would know who that was.
We would.
No, never actually saw the judge. That was part of the thing. Okay. It was uncontested. I had the papers drawn up. She said that she was fine with it.
Well, yeah, and all of that.
She just wanted to leave.
All of that's great. I mean, she would. Here's the thing: like, she is not abiding by that agreement, and therefore, you know, obviously we have to read it. So I'm not going to say she's in contempt of court without being able to read it. But
like,
she's in contempt of court. Like, she's in contempt of court. But without being able to read it and see kind of what's going on right now, you know, it could be just a threat. When were your children supposed to be returned to you?
A month and 2 weeks ago?
She's in contempt. Let's go.
Yeah, I would.
You've had our phone number for a month and you haven't called. Come on now.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not. I don't have all the money in the world. So consultations are, I know not a lot of them are very expensive, but
Come sit down with us.
Well, with a Greg Show discount, it's only $50, so it'll be a $50.
And by the way, they always tell you what to bring with you, so you're not wasting time underprepared. Okay.
Yeah. Bring your. We can. And here's the thing: we can always look.
I have multiple copies of my papers.
Bring me one copy. We'll take a look at it. Just call Amy. Amy Myers, by the way, is our office manager. She's great. For all of our listeners out there, if you ever need anything, call Amy. Just let her know we need to get you in like tomorrow or Friday, whatever works for your schedule. One of us should be able to meet with you, and we're going to help you out. But you need to file something.
All right. Yeah. Brian, we appreciate the call. Anything else you need?
I definitely appreciate the advice. Thank you
very much.
Absolutely.
Have a good one.
Good luck, man. It is 4:35. We got traffic, weather, and news, and then we're back to Nadelk and Jacqueline Tomlinson for only 25 more minutes.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
We We are in the middle of the 4 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and it looks like a good day to be traveling because we don't have any big delays for you anywhere we look. The boulevard's crowded, but there are no problems for you. If you're on the interstates, they're moving along at a speed limit right, and there are no big delays on the 31s. Let's be careful this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. Here are three things we learned in the 80s. One, Billie Jean is not my lover. Two, girls just want to have fun. And three, everybody wants to rule the world.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
That developing weather system in the Gulf, which will become Tropical Storm Barry and then Hurricane Barry as it heads towards Louisiana, it will pass south of Alabama, but will have an effect on our weather with increasing rain chances over the next 2 or 3 days. In fact, the forecast through Saturday calling for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around from time to time, tropical downpours, and low temperatures at night in the mid-70s and the high temperatures during the day in the low 90s right on through Saturday. You can stay on top of all the action weather from the tropics by downloading our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A new manufacturing facility is opening in Montgomery, bringing hundreds of jobs. Gerhardi Inc. is based in Germany. The plant uses state-of-the-art technology to manufacture car parts for German vehicles. Two Montgomery men are behind bars on arson charges. 21-year-old Varian McLemore and 34-year-old Eric Baxter have been charged with second-degree arson. Authorities say that fire broke out in a house in the 4100 block of Lone Oak Drive. They say the men intentionally set the fire in retaliation to a shooting that happened in the same area Tuesday night. An Elmore County teacher accused of hitting a student will not be returning to her classroom. According to the Elmore County superintendent, the school board decided to fire the Redland Elementary school teacher at Monday night's meeting. Back in March, a parent accused the teacher of hitting her 10-year-old son. The allegations against the teacher are expected to go before a grand jury this week. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Earnest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When it's time for your marriage to call it quits, you need Alexa, divorce attorney.
Alexa, I need a divorce.
I can do that for you. Would you like a standard or two-day divorce?
Alexa takes care of your case from A to Z.
I have recorded everything in the house. Your wife cheated on you on Tuesdays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That's when the grocery delivery guy comes!
You ain't kidding, mister.
Alexa will also represent you in court.
You may be seated. I read your briefs.
Would you like to buy some briefs from Amazon Prime?
What? Order! Order!
Ordering Hanes Jockey Briefs. X, X, L. Would you like to order anything else?
Alexa, divorce attorney.
Would you like me to badger the witness?
4:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are in the house with us. And they will be here till 5 o'clock. We've had a lot of questions today about divorce and different situations. And you are welcome to phone in yours at 272-9228, 272-9228. We will be talking to Brett McDonald after the top of the hour. You know, again, looking at... here's the first story. S&P index jumps over 500, jumps over 3,000 for the first time, followed by the following headlines. Powell signals rate cut coming. Investors fleeing stock market despite rally. Update: government bond market measure says recession risk growing. So this is what Drudge has become. We'll give you the good headline, and then we'll follow it with three or four other things that throw shade on the first one. And this is, let me see how many people are, well, he's not down substantially, but it's not quite as high as it used to be. The situation with Epstein, which is getting a lot of attention, and the growing amount of evidence that his involvement with underage girls was far more rampant than we've been led to believe, even to... But the person I want to focus on specifically here is Bill Clinton. Suppose Hillary says, that's it, this is the straw that broke the camel's back, underage girls. And when I run for president in 2020, I can't have that kind of a cloud hanging over my head. Is that something that can be considered grounds? Is New York a state where you still have to have cause, or is that complete?
A fault-based divorce? I don't know New York laws. I know here we don't. You know, in Alabama, we have you know, fault-based grounds that you can bring, and adultery is one of those, and adultery is still a crime. But you have to understand that in order to prove adultery, you have to be able to prove the actual act of sexual intercourse. Now, judges will listen to circumstantial evidence. They'll allow you to admit photographs, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, whatever social media posts. I've had videos before.
Or if you're an idiot and describe what you've done in great detail in text messages.
Yeah, so all of that's admissible, but in order to really get a fault-based ground based on adultery, your counsel is going to have to prove that you actually engaged in the act of intercourse with somebody else.
All right, so somebody just saying that and then maybe having a couple of friends who, I know that happened. I didn't see it, but I know that that is not going to stand.
Yeah, adultery is really, really tough to prove, like, as a ground for divorce.
Right.
Now, bad behavior is not tough to prove.
Nope.
Not tough to prove.
And the judges have great discretion to be able to award and divide your marital assets based on your bad behavior. So just because you can't prove that somebody actually engaged in the act of sexual intercourse with somebody, not their spouse, the judge can look at all of this other stuff and be like, wow, like, You may not have actually engaged in that act, but, like, you're really sketchy, and I don't like your behavior, and therefore I'm going to award this, this, and this to your spouse because all of this other evidence and all of these other testimonies came out. Now, that being said, the law on the distribution of your assets is also very specific when it comes to adultery. With regards to your children, absent you putting your children in the midst of this affair or doing bad behavior in front of your children, it really isn't a gauge that's used to punish your spouse. So back in the 80s when we had, you know, the alimony was prevalent and there was a lot of things that happened with divorces and child custody and before the tender years doctrine was found unconstitutional, like if you had an affair on your wife, let's say, it was pretty much a shoo-in. Like, she got the kids, she got the money, she got the, you know, the 40 acres, and she got everything. She got the house, she got the land, she got the kids, she got the cars, and half of your bank account. Nowadays, it's a little different, and judges are a little bit more hesitant, and you have to show that they used marital funds to perpetuate that affair. And that, like, that affair had a detrimental effect on your children because your children were exposed to it. It can't be, it's not a tool used to punish, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. We have a call from Amanda at 448.
I got a quick question.
Sure.
How do you find an attorney in Kentucky?
I would start with the Kentucky State Bar. Just Google their number to the Kentucky State Bar, and every state bar has referrals. You know, tell them what county you expect to be in and what kind of area you're looking for, like, you know, divorce or civil or whatever, and they'll be able to just say, you know, you want the names of three or four attorneys, and then just call and, you know, see who would take an over-the-phone consultation.
Okay, because I've tried several times, and I don't know if I've got the right number or not.
For the Kentucky State Bar?
Yes.
Well, then in that case, I would Google, honestly, like three or four attorneys and see who you like better over the phone.
Yeah, The Kentucky State Bar, I just Googled it. They have a pretty good website where they can help you with just kind of like the Alabama State Bar. They have a section in here that talks about their members and member information. And then like a lawyer referral service. So I would contact
and
them.
Also, if you want to, like, double check on lawyers, just to see kind of their background, you can go to avo.com. It's AVVO. And some of it is, you know, some of it you pay for points, you know, you pay for a higher rating. But for the most part, it's fairly accurate, you know, and you can get some personal reviews that way.
Okay. But I've been trying to find an attorney for child custody for Carrollton County. And I think I was on the same website you're on right now, mm-hmm. and a lot of those were either not practicing in Carrollton, or they did do child custody issues, and it's just, you know, been a real, not knowing the custody issues, the custody laws in Kentucky compared to Alabama, like I do know.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you're going to retain an attorney that's in a different jurisdiction, you're rolling the dice. We have people that call us all the time that are, you know, deployed military or people that are living in other states now because their jobs have moved them, because we do have a lot of population of military individuals from Maxwell and Gunner. You're going to take a chance unless you're going to get in your car and drive over there and meet with them face to face, which may be what you have to do.
Which is hard when you're on disability.
Right. I mean, you're rolling the dice, because we tell people that all the time. You know, they'll call and they live in another state and they have no idea who we are, what we do. It's building that confidence through a telephone consultation and just go with your gut. But you're probably going to have to go to Kentucky anyways if you're going to bring a case over there. So I would just prepare yourself for that as well, because you're going to have to eventually appear in person.
It's not that far.
Right.
All right. Thank you for the call, Amanda.
Thank you.
And again, anybody that didn't want to call and ask your question, the number for Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson is 819-4810. And I just kind of saved this for your visit today, but we've had a lot of calls. It's relationship red flags. Because I know you've told us that there have been instances where a divorce was planned and you guys helped facilitate resolution, simply because they just hadn't communicated. And I'll go through these kind of quickly because we're almost out of time already. Wow. Letting things go unresolved. Always setting aside, you know, you get upset about something and then, it's not worth bringing it up now. But then when enough of these little things accumulate, they become one big. So try to stay in step with them as they occur, deal with them as they happen, and not let them pile up. If you're feeling attracted to other people, now, that doesn't mean you can't...
That might be a red flag.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a Jeff Foxworthy, like, if something's something, you might be
you
a redneck.
You might be a redneck.
That's different than saying,
you might be getting a divorce.
These are two beautiful women. That is not the same as feeling, you know, attracted, and it's very
to
important.
Any other guy besides your husband.
Right.
Any other woman besides your spouse.
Criticism, it's fine as long as it's constructive and nice. You can actually help each other grow the relationship by giving feedback on things to improve on.
I think that that's true.
I don't know. I mean,
I think it depends on what the constructive criticism or the advice is.
I think it depends on the delivery.
Yeah. Because some things aren't going to come across well, even if you sugarcoat them.
Keeping secrets. You know what they told us in those meetings? You're as sick as your secrets.
Secrets don't make friends.
No.
Yes, that's the AA saying.
But I've also, in fact, I don't know if I said it on this show or we're talking about something I said in the morning show. Every relationship should have a certain element of privacy in it, right?
I thought he was going to say surprise.
Well, walking in on your wife with somebody else.
Surprise!
What a surprise!
Yeah,
but it might not be a surprise if all these other red flags are there. You might be like, well, I saw that coming.
And having less of that. Slowdowns, even full stops for a while, can be normal in a relationship, but some because work stress and situations occur, life stress. Don't assume your relationship is headed south just because you're in a lull. And if you want to send me an email or a Facebook message, I'll tell you how to fix that problem.
I don't even want to know.
819-4810. That's the number for Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com. And as always, 2 hours with you just goes racing by.
No, because just have so much fun.
After that last comment by Greg, can I go with y'all?
Yeah, because I feel like as soon as we walk out the door, before I can get in the car, he's going to play Barney because I won't be able to hear it.
Right.
He's going to time it and be like, okay, she's in. Okay, turn it off.
Now, what did I ever do that would make you not trust
me? Sneaky. You're a little sneaky one when it comes to that Barney button.
You're mischievous.
I'm crafty. Sneaky. Crafty is better than sneaky.
I think the word is mischievous.
I like that better than sneaky, too.
Well, but you got to be sneaky in order to pull off your mischief.
We'll do our very best.
I feel like you should be adding, like, little tyke.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you do need their assistance, please make sure you mention that you're a News Talk listener, because you get a very generous thank you discount on your consultation fee with Dana and Jacqueline. And the big birthday party is Saturday.
I know. I will see you Saturday. And then we'll be back on the 24th.
If you're listening, yes. If you're listening Friday morning, call us so I can do the big birthday salute for.
I will call on Friday. He will be two on Friday.
All right. You take care. Brad McDonald's going to join us in about 15 minutes to talk about moves in the market and those very headlines I read a couple of minutes ago. Get his take on those. Right now, it's time to see what's happening with traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Wednesday afternoon traffic. And we see movement in the downtown area. Looks like some people are headed to the house this afternoon, so be careful on Madison Avenue and on South Decatur Street if you're headed out towards I-85. If you're on I-85, we don't see any hang-ups for you. Same story on I-65. Traffic is moving at a speed limit right, and we don't have a bunch of hang-ups on the boulevard. It's pretty busy out there, so watch the traffic around you this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs.